The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This incredible old broad. She's just fairly amazing. It's a California woman who trained in jiu-jitsu for decades.
Oh, well.
While listening to Eye of the Tiger.
It's the same song.
That's all she listened to.
Survivor.
She's 67 now.
Hit it again.
She's at a senior apartment complex, and a home intruder got in.
Oh, hello. I'd like to show you the trades of Hoyt's Crazy.
Come on.
Oh, I always wear this gi.
She was not going down without a fight. Eye of the Tiger, baby. Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
She is a character, and she is a interesting-looking lady.
Okay.
You can see her at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, but here's the story from CBS Los Angeles. Take a listen.
Oh. As he was coming towards me, I said, back off right away.
67-year-old Lorenza Marujo is tough. She's had 26 years of martial arts training, so when she told the man who broke into her senior apartment complex to back off, he listened. But unfortunately, he made his way to her friend and neighbor's apartment, 81-year-old Elizabeth McCray.
And he grabbed me and he shook me and I went down on the floor.
Marujo heard the screams and went to help.
I squeezed myself between her and him. I put mom out of the side and I jumped on him and I was punching him and everything.
Hero.
And I hit the cane against his throat.
She says she didn't want to kill him, so she held him down with her hands.
He lifted up and tried to twist my hand. At the same time, I twisted his, turned it around real fast. And he was saying, you're hurting me, you're hurting me. And I said, I don't care. I don't care what happens to you. You have no right to hurt an elderly person.
I didn't expect that little lady would be that brave. I was trembling. I grabbed her by the leg. I said, oh, Miss Kitty, be careful. You're going to kill us. She said, not tonight.
We do not recommend you just jumping in. We recommend that you dial 911 for emergency assistance, which... In this case, she did that, and she also jumped in. What she told me is her training kicked in, and it was like a muscle memory. She knew she had to, you know, help her friend out.
And that victim, Elizabeth McCray, was taken to the hospital but was released the next day. The suspect was not physically hurt but was taken into custody by police.
She just reversed everything on him.
Yeah.
He tried to get away. And
she's like, no, you don't.
One arm. I'll go counterclockwise on him. Call this one half guard.
There you go. There goes one of your arms.
Pop. You don't need that elbow.
It hurts. It hurts so badly.
That's
let me
right.
go.
I don't care what happens
oh my God.
To you. I don't care what happens to you or my teeth. Couple things I didn't care about.
Oh, no, you don't.
Pop.
There goes your ankle.
See how
oh
that works? Every part of you can go pop.
Oh, please don't hurt me
anymore. Let me show you another one. Give me your fingers.
No, pop, no, pop. No. Oh, you got all of them.
That's right.
So fast.
You learned to count to 10 pretty quick, huh?
But it's hilarious that for decades she trained in martial arts only while listening to this one song on repeat. It was like her motivator song.
It makes a lot of sense now that you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put it all together.
Yeah.
Listen, if you take a look at that lady, as Lisa said, she looked like she's not 67. She looks like she's 107.
Yeah.
No way on earth I'd think, oh, she could take me.
She's like very Yoda.
Yeah.
She's very small, very wrinkly.
Very wrinkly.
Keep her at distance.
You guys, at 67, you should not have that many wrinkles.
No.
Part of me thought, did she lie to the news? Did she say she was younger than she really was?
I just think she's had a troubled life.
She's got after it a lot. Yeah. A lot of different things.
The jiu-jitsu might have been keeping her out of other things.
Like maybe that's how she changed her life.
Yeah, like she might have found a new life through jiu-jitsu and saving the other elderly members of the senior community.
Because something tells me, like, the way her, let's just say she hasn't had teeth for a very long time because of the
her mouth part.
Yeah. That wasn't a recent development.
I hear what you're saying. I thought that myself. They're very jagged.
So, I think most are just gone.
Yeah, the few that she had were jagged and the rest her... all gums.
Yeah.
She's got a gummy look.
Ones that she has does look like she broke them trying to chew on rocks.
Yeah.
Crack rocks.
She's in good shape, though.
Yeah. She is, obviously. Yeah, she's together. Not tonight.
Yeah, that's hilarious. There's a lot. Oh, don't try and fight it.
It's like a scene in an action movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that one line that Stallone would deliver, you know, right before he massacres a whole army of infidels.
She's not even 5 feet. She's less than 5 feet tall.
Yeah, she's very small.
You think that's what encouraged her to learn martial arts, being such a tiny person?
Yeah.
Something did.
Sometimes you're motivated, right?
Like it's a great equalizer. Jiu-jitsu?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's a devastating martial art.
Oh.
So it's funny to be the neighbor of her or whatever in the next room, and all you hear is Survivor over and over and over. And she comes out and she's like, "Happy Tuesday, Barb. What are you doing in there?"
You know, learning to kill.
You just listen. Do you watch Rocky over and over and over?
No.
What are you doing?
I have got Survivor single.
Oh, my God. You just play it over
tape,
and over. How'd you
tape record.
How'd you get a taped single? That's
single.
Insane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They had them.
Here you go.
$1.99.
Training.
Drive you crazy until she's kicking someone's ass.
Defending you. Well, like that, the girl who got attacked initially couldn't believe that this girl came in like a spider monkey and started snapping this guy's parts.
Amazing.
It's incredible. Good thing she was there.
Yeah.
But you have to go check her out for yourself. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to watch that story and see her picture. Mm-hmm. All right. This next one is a hot or not.
All right.
I know nothing turns me on like overflowing garbage cans and concrete that is sticky from millions of spilled Slurpees.
That is
hot. Gets me going. Gets me going. There is a 28-year-old woman named Vanessa Jones in St. Petersburg, Florida. And around 11 a.m. Wednesday, she was outside of a 7-Eleven diddling herself.
Jesus. Okay.
She kept doing it even after a couple of people approached the store.
Mm-hmm. Put all this stuff.
One guy took a video of Vanessa rubbing on herself and turned it over to the cops.
Yep.
Vanessa was arrested for felony lewd and lascivious exhibition. But the question that remains, is she hot or not? And you can play along at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
What do you think, man?
Well, I stopped taking notes because...
the deets.
You don't need them.
Right.
This is one of the most cut and dry. She's gross.
Yeah.
She's gross.
Gotta be.
So gross. And I'm going to say a one.
You're going one.
Chuck's like real gross.
Just for strategic purposes, I'm going to go two, but she's gross.
Yeah.
You're going to Price is Right him.
Yeah. Right. I don't blame him.
Okay. I'd say... you're both wrong.
Oh.
I'm not saying she's an incredible looker. She's not as bad as I would have thought.
It's
not incredible, but right. I think if you did her up,
I thought she'd be way worse than that.
She'd be a solid six, I think, in the right scenario.
She reminds me of Linda Hamilton.
She's got a little Hamilton-ish face.
Yeah.
You guys know who that Bethany chick is? I think she was like a Real Housewife or something. I think she looks like a down on her luck version of that woman.
Yeah, I could see that a little bit.
I don't know who
homeless
that is.
Bethany.
Yeah, like selling her little skinny girl drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's okay. She's a little older, but she's okay.
So why did
she
do this?
She's 28, right?
Oh, she's 28.
Yeah.
Okay, so that tells you. Because she looked to me, I thought she was like,
wow, mid-40s. Yeah,
mid-40s, upper 40s.
A rough 28.
That's a rough 28.
Yeah.
It's a Florida 28, right?
That is, yeah. She's been convicted before of possession of synthetic marijuana. So that spice, what's it called, spice?
Oh, yeah.
K-pop, what's it called?
Yeah, well, there's spice, and then I think there's, I don't know the other ones.
Crackle?
Crackle.
Are you thinking Kratom? But Kratom's not...
No, I don't know. That's just I know there's some crazy ass nicknames out there. Yeah. I don't know how to wear them all.
Oh, crocodile or something like that.
Oh, crocodile is way different.
K2
and spice.
Not K-pop.
K-pop.
K2.
K-pop is Korean pop music.
Yes.
Right.
K2 is synthetic weed.
Yeah. And a mountain.
The thing about like spice or whatever, you'll do things not even realizing you're doing them, I think.
I think it's like salvia in that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Synthetic weed is just not. Just get regular ass weed.
Yep. Does more normal stuff to you.
Right.
You know?
Get your regular ass weed.
Regular ass weed.
So would that make you at 11 a.m. pleasure yourself in public and not know you were doing it?
Yeah. Because it makes some people super paranoid and they like jump out, you know.
Windows
and they're jumping on your car. And
it has like hallucinogenic effects.
The thing. So she might have been in this whole other world.
Yeah.
You know, not even realizing, like, she bedded down at the 7-Eleven. You know?
Yeah.
What a strange place to diddle yourself. Like, there's a lot of unsexy places.
Mm.
I don't think anything sexy when I go to a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had, like, a 7-Eleven erection.
Nope.
I know
I haven't.
All right, our next story here, surprisingly, about a big Walmart shopper.
Okay.
So just a Walmart shopper.
Also identified as Walmart shopper. Ooh. A 350-pound Walmart shopper was arrested after he was found sitting on 5 ribeye steaks.
DJ Man.
In the seat of a motorized scooter.
How did they get there?
He was riding around in a Walmart in South Carolina.
There's nothing under me.
I don't feel a thing.
Oh, God. All his ass
heat. Yeah.
Just
I got to get out of here. This meat's going to cook under my ass heat.
The meat's like a little bit browned already.
Right. It's already browned.
Time's
a ticking.
Finite amount of time for this beef.
43-year-old Rodney Fowler was spotted placing the steaks in his scooter by a Walmart loss prevention officer. They said the suspect sat on the steaks and exited the store, passing all points of sale without ever attempting to pay for the merchandise.
See you later, everybody.
Where are you going?
I got to go. You know, just out of here. Couldn't find anything I wanted. See you guys.
The 5'5" Fowler. Oh, so he's
5'5". He's like the penguin.
Yeah, he's
just
like a
ball.
Little,
He was confronted by a Walmart worker and escorted back into the store on the scooter. They just take the wheel at that point.
Yeah, right. Just like, come on. No, you don't have a choice.
Please, get a look under me.
He was arrested by police for shoplifting. They said due to his size, they had to use 2 pairs of cuffs.
Yeah, I don't think he could get his crazy little arms around the back of him. Because he's short and round.
Yeah.
One of those.
He spent about 3 hours in police custody before being released by bond. The fate of the steaks he sat upon, not addressed in the police report.
Oh, gone. They're gone.
Yeah, the Walmart could not reshelve that meat, right?
The steaks were almost immediately destroyed.
There is a mugshot.
Ooh.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Listen, I have control, Pat.
I feel really, really bad about it.
One steak. One steak with a bedtime. But I had to get time.
I have an eating problem.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I sit on five steaks. That's raising me up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be five steaks high. You'd be five steaks high.
Well, I mean, he's got a big ass. He probably could put, like, two side by side.
I think they were full, just, yeah, like, just flat two and, down. Oh, and he just sat right upon them all.
They were automatically tenderized.
Oh, God. Tenderized
immediately. Oh, no. I never had to pound it. Just pound them down. I mean, they were just paper thin. By the time I got to the donation, they were paper thin. You could cut yourself.
Imagine he's being arrested, but he's like calling out.
He's like, don't turn them away because they're perfectly tenderized. Give them to me. Give them to me on the way out. I'll take the charges, but I don't want to give up them steaks. Maybe. Let me have my flat steak.
Flat steak. South Carolina flat steaks.
They're perfect for reheating. When you say, I said I'm another 2 feet wide. And razor thin. Just razor thin. Wow.
They cook just a ball of a human.
Yep.
5'5", 350.
Yeah, 5'5".
Yeah, a beach ball with a head is what
yeah.
I picture.
Yeah. It's a big guy.
Everything around.
It's a round guy.
Mm-hmm. My entire body's like plenty.
I wish they had a better pitch. Just head and shoulders.
Like a full
I
know. Body shot or whatever.
Because you never know, because he could have the skinny legs.
You never see that.
You don't see it a lot. 5'5" guy.
No way.
You don't see it a lot.
I think he had just
everything,
thick thighs.
Everything big.
Yeah. Yeah. For even sure. The tops of my feet are fat.
I hit a steak under that one time. I keep finding meat all over there.
Those steaks were turned into meat diamonds.
Oh, jeez, you found my hat, Doug.
It's like jerky by the diamonds. Right. Mm.
They're all plumped.
Right.
Split.
Oh, shoot. My God, it happened again.
Disgusting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Surprisingly, I've not been invited to many underground events.
No,
yeah. No secret gatherings seem to want Dave there too often. Mm-hmm. There's a big illegal underground casino and spa north of Toronto that was just busted. It seems like they took advantage of the fact that COVID shut down all the casinos.
Yeah, they were like, you know what?
We'll open a big casino inside this house, inside this mansion.
Oh.
And that's what they did, but they got tipped off, and now they got busted. Let's get the story from CTV News. Take a listen.
It looks like a scene from a movie. More than 100 police officers descending on a $9 million Markham mansion to bust an illegal gambling house.
Like, you could hunt bears and large game with this. It's a very powerful firearm. Oh,
the July 23rd raid carried significant risk.
A standard pump action shotgun. It is a legal firearm to own. However, it was found in a hidden wall within the residence.
Tactical officers aware the massive 20,000 square foot property was patrolled by security guards who they believed could be armed.
It had to be incredibly fast. One of the big complications was that we have to get inside and prove people are doing what they're doing. If they knew that we were coming, then they could all just flee out of the house.
Still in less than a half hour, it was largely over. And once investigators could tour the 50-room facility, they say they found a fully operational casino in the basement.
Our officers confirmed that this was a large, high-end operation. Gamblers had access to accommodation, spa treatments, high-end food, and beverage services. Human sex trafficking is also suspected and is under investigation.
Police allege they also found a huge chef's kitchen serving contraband items like braised shark fin, a full-service spa, and a cash bar and wine cellar with alcohol valued at $1.5 million.
This is
organized crime truly exploiting and demonstrating their money, their positions, and opulence.
My God.
Thinking somehow
it's a stuffed polar bear.
Yeah.
This raid, one of three conducted by York Regional Police in July during Project Endgame. Their investigations also leading them to a Midland Avenue strip mall and a mansion in Vaughan. And police say since their initial raids, they have since executed five more search warrants. These ones at lower end undisclosed locations, which they say preyed on addicted gamblers.
And instead of providing high end scotch and wine, gamblers are given methamphetamine and other drugs to keep them awake and gambling.
Jesus.
Police say where there is illicit income, there will be violence to protect that income.
Yeah, it was in the bedroom, it was loaded, and it was ready for use.
Which is why they say, despite the project's name, this is not the end of their efforts to combat illegal gaming in the region. In their first series of raids, police seized $1 million and $10 million in assets and arrested 29 people. In their second series of raids, they arrested 47 people and seized about $91,000 in currency. Reporting live, I'm Janice Golding. Now back to Pauline and Nathan.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah.
Like, they had crates full of cash,
yeah.
Over $1 million worth of booze, a spa, 50 rooms.
Yeah. So it was like high-stakes stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like for high-roller type people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a huge Asian area in Toronto. And
so it's like the big high-rollers came in from out of town.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
that illegal gaming is so crazy to me because I never would assume anybody could get away with it. You know what I mean?
Right. If you were invited to an illegal casino,
yeah.
Would you go?
Would I go?
You yeah. shouldn't go.
Would you go, Andy?
I mean, like 5 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
I'd go check it out. Now it's like, no.
With the sex trafficking involved.
No, yeah,
too.
That's a bummer.
Let's
take that out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Just somebody says we got a secret underground casino. You want in? I'm just not, that was never any of my vices, like gambling. But I think, I don't know, like I would have went just because it's like I got invited to an underground
high
roller.
Yeah, like it's just so. Yeah, I feel like if you get invited, you have to go at least once just to check it out and see what it's like. Yeah.
Or if you say no, they're like,
oh, yeah.
Get you?
Yeah, like we've got a snitch
in our hand. Right. Well, that's what would happen if I went.
Right. Well, yeah, Chuck Luck is. He'd go, he'd pull one slot machine and then the cops would storm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I know some people were desperate to gamble when most of the casinos were shut down. But that's a whole different thing.
Well, it's funny because I think they know that day trading took off during all this, and they realized a lot of it is a lot of day trading. It really is just sort of gambling. You're choosing something, and you want to sell it by the end of the day or whatever, and it's like, am I going to make money today? It's gambling, and a lot of people were doing it.
But they're not letting just an average person in. You have to have tons of cash
to go in there.
To go in there.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, you're not.
And I would just assume that it's like, I'm never going to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to win. This is their casino.
I wonder if their, like, stakes are better at something like that.
Well, I think it's just card games. I bet it was all card games. Like, you saw the meth ones. They had slot machines.
Yeah.
And they were probably rigged to just never, ever pay out.
You're all like on meth.
Yeah. But those other ones, the high-end stuff are card games. So someone's winning money. But there's probably, if there's six people at a table, maybe one guy's cleaning up and everyone else is losing.
That's the thrill of it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never... As I said, never been to many underground
underground things.
No. It's all a mystery.
Is it like a bucket list? You want to do underground
stuff? No, it really isn't.
You shouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
I know it's not for me.
Yeah.
I know it's not my crowd.
Right.
Anyone that goes underground, I'm above ground.
You just would want to be invited. Like you, because that's...
I've never been offered weed. I've never been offered any kind of illegal drug. Yeah. I just would like an invite.
Yeah, you'd say no, but you wanted the invite.
Would you like to come to our underground club? Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Pass.
Everywhere I go, people are like, here's all the drugs you would ever need right away.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't get offered it.
It's different.
I don't. Russell is with us here. Russell, you ran an underground casino?
My father, my two brothers, and I ran a small, and when I say small, I mean it was done out of a single wide trailer that we gutted. We made a poker room, a blackjack room, a slot machine room, a buffet room.
What?
Yeah, and I mean, on any given night, and like I said, this is a small...
Oh, did we lose you?
Cash on hand.
Oh, man. Oh, okay, sorry. What was he, what did you say about cash?
So we had about 15, 20 grand on cash at any time.
How much do you think you made a night running your little casino trailer?
About 10 grand.
Oh, 10 grand God. A night you walked away with.
Jesus.
And the cops.
Yeah,
the cops
they found him.
The cops just got
him.
Was that him being tased?
That was. That's what happened.
Are you got Russell?
Yeah,
you
know, he's
Have you
gone.
Been arrested?
They jammed him.
Someone blocked that line.
Are you being? Are you using a chainsaw?
Something or just?
Is someone killing you?
That's it.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Russell. He's gone.
The thing about
I lost him. That's it.
Illegal gambling is that it's not just the cops that are after you for that. You're cutting into mob kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's
oh,
what, God. Yeah. That's I think.
Well,
we
I
just
think
got
that's
Russell.
What that's.
That's what that was. Yeah. Stay away
You're
from
right.
that.
It's so true.
You know, yeah. Mob
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's what that stuff in Canada was.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh sure, like the Asian mob. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You would assume. But yeah, so I just wanted to know how it ended up.
Yeah.
Like, how did the trailer casino wrap up? When were they raided? Were they just they signed
yeah,
to give
they,
it up?
Yeah, did they get out before anyone went down? You know.
Yeah, that's what I'm really curious mm-hmm. about because that's really the big concern. How is this going to end?
Yeah, yeah.
But it sounds like they were in it for a while. What a fancy trailer! That's our buffet room or. Poker yeah. room or
not sure it was a big trailer.
I'm not sure it was as fancy as
sounds fancy.
They had a lot of room for a,
yeah,
all those different rooms.
And yeah. was their buffet like just a veggie tray and like
yeah,
crackers, cheesy crackers,
cheesy crackers?
Ritz. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like there's much room for a kitchen.
Some like summer sausage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have someone attending the buffet,
no.
like keeping it stocked.
Serve yourself. Yeah, it's a there's tongs.
Yeah,
I assume tongs. Try not to touch anything with your fingers. We said try.
Try, please try.
Yeah, we know you're gonna.
Well, unfortunately, he was tased and then murdered, so we'll never know.
Yeah.
Right? That was, they were like, shut up, Russell! We'll never know the outcome to that. This is weird. Apparently, people are super horny for Super Mario.
Duh.
Yeah.
See that mustache?
Well, I have seen, I know this is insane, but I have seen cosplayers, like girls... cosplaying
as Mario?
Or as Mario?
No, really? As like Mario or Luigi.
I've seen that too.
Yeah.
They have like
strange.
Sexy Mario and Luigi costumes.
It doesn't... I'm very confused by it.
Are you turned on by it?
Not
Chuck?
Really.
It is confusing.
I'm more of a, you know, straight... I'm more of a straight
Super
and
Mario.
Narrow... You know,
you like short mustache Italian men.
I mean, I do.
Nintendo is currently celebrating 35 years of the release of the original Super Mario Brothers game, and they've seen spikes on porn sites. Some Super Mario shaped spikes.
Super Mario spikes.
Super Mario popularity spikes. If you're wondering which characters people are most likely to search, Mario is the top spot.
Oh, that's good. I'm built like him. Now,
in
these...
You want to see Mario lay pipe with all the princesses.
I was going
to
say, you know? Is that what the porn is set up like?
It would have to be, because Princess Peach is next. She's the princess of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Sure.
And,
That's making sense now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Mushroom Kingdom.
The Mushroom Tip.
Yeah, it's Mario, Princess Peach, Bowsette, Super Mario... Mario Brothers and Princess Daisy are the top porn searches related to Nintendo. I had no idea there would be such a thing as Super Mario porn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, there's a porn for everything.
Yeah,
there really is.
Geo search popularity shows that Super Mario porn searches are up 24% in North America, 79% in Latin America.
I love it, it's Mario. Oh, it's time to...
This is incredible.
I am a sword. I must have put the game away and press a pause. And go to the porn hub.
Time to jump down a pipe.
There's no coins in here. Just a horny man.
I wish I had a turtle to jump on.
Where in the world do they have the least... searches
for Super Mario porn? Africa.
They don't
know how big it was there.
Yeah.
Like when Mario was really big, there's a lot of trouble over there.
Yeah.
And then the final
Live Aiden.
The final graph here shows what people are looking for in relation. So like Super Mario cartoon porn is by far the number one.
Oh, okay.
Super Mario princess porn. Super Mario cream pie porn.
Oh.
Number three.
Man, that was I don't remember that from Super Mario.
Super Mario.
It's not in there.
Face standing porn.
Face standing.
What is that?
So,
oh, that's face standing.
That's when
the
girls are standing up on a guy's face.
So, like, some guy's pretending to be Super Mario and a woman is standing on his face?
Look it up.
Princess Peach is just climbing all over your face, huh?
Yeah, look it up. Look up Super Mario
face standing.
Standing. Porn.
I love the music with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
oh very my rough. God. Now you have to be very careful here.
Oh, a lot of it is animated.
It's all animated, huh?
Oh, Bowser.
Bowser.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's from the old cartoon.
Yeah, that's Captain Lou Albino.
Yep.
Albino. There you go. You got Mario and Luigi.
Oh,
and
my God, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Princess in distress.
She looks like it.
She likes the Mario brothers. No wonder they went all the way there to get her back.
Yeah. There's a payoff. There's a payoff they don't show you in the video game.
The
world is weird, you guys.
Hey,
every day.
We found it.
Every day I just realize more and more how strange this world is.
It's really weird.
People are looking up Super Mario face standing porn.
Right.
Like the fourth
people
most
are bored
search.
And scared and horny.
And are playing a lot of video games.
And they're playing so much video
it's
games.
It's all crossing together.
It has led to this.
Yep.
All right. This is, I guess, probably a pretty good prank. There's a 24-year-old guy named Lee in Glasgow, Scotland. He knew that his 38-year-old friend Stephen was going on a first date with a lady to a steak restaurant. So Lee called the restaurant pretending to be Stephen before the date to set up a special dessert surprise.
Oh, my God.
He had the server at the end of dinner bring over a cake that said, "Will you marry me?"
Stop it.
Written on the plate.
Yes.
And Lee.
Of course I will. I love you. Absolutely.
Lee caught the whole thing on video. Here's how it played out here. This date is saying, "This is not ours, 100%. This is not ours." She's arguing with the waitress.
I can't tell really what's going on. Is it already in front of her?
Oh, yeah, it's already in front of her. He walked over after they'd presented it to her. She was saying, "This can't be for us, 100%. That's how it was there. Will you marry me?" is written in icing.
What was the guy doing? Is he just like, oh, God.
Grabbed his pants.
He's laughing.
Stephen's date was not impressed by the prank and not going to see each other again.
Oh,
made it weird, huh?
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure he did make it weird. How weird would that be if that actually happened to someone? If on a first date, someone asked them to marry them? You think that's happened?
To marry him?
Yes.
I think it's happened on a first date.
People
first
have
time.
Gotten married on the first date. People have gotten married on a first date.
They may have been wasted.
Yep, but they definitely have done it.
Oh, yeah, like Vegas
Didn't
style.
Didn't like Britney Spears get married on a
was
whim
that a first
one
date?
Night? I don't know like, about that, but.
Yeah, I don't know if it was.
She got married in Vegas,
date.
I remember.
She got married, but it was like
it was fast. But I don't know if it was one date.
She wore a baseball cap and torn jeans. The wedding march was played from a boombox.
Yeah, I just can't remember. They were like childhood friends. And then all, you know, made out one night, and then they got married.
Oh, Jason Alexander, that was who she married?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the different, not the one from
yeah,
Seinfeld.
Not the Seinfeld.
Not the guy from Seinfeld, like, not
oh
George Costanza.
Yeah,
no. No.
I was like, that is nuts.
I know. I know.
Could you imagine?
Britney Spears married George Costanza last night.
The wedding plan was hatched while they were partying at the Ghost Bar, a hip club in the Palm Casino Hotel. The club's bouncers got word that Spears wanted a limo, and they realized they had to get a license. Yeah, this was way back in 2004.
But they knew each other a long time, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
they were childhood friends that recently hooked up, then hitched up.
Yeah.
And then divorced quickly after.
Yeah, immediately divorced.
Yeah, no, they was not very long. They recently hooked up New Year's Eve. That was New Year's Eve. January 3rd, they got married.
Mm. Right, so they made out on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Sobered up on, you know, New on the Day. 1st, hung out on the 2nd, got married on the 3rd.
Hmm. How would you react? Like, Andy, you're out on a date. It's been a while. You're with this lady, and she's like, you know what, why waste time?
Right now, with the news the way it is, depending on her hotness,
you might say okay.
Go for it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Who knows how long we have.
Right. I mean, time's a ticking.
This is not surprising. These two guys are crazy. Nicolas Cage married on the first date. Danny Bonaducci got married on a first date.
I forgot about Danny Bonaducci's existence.
Me too. Is he still with us? He's still with us, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Sure.
He had a radio show.
He used to live around here. Didn't he have a radio show around here?
Who's
ago? Yes. He lived around here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bonaducci.
Does he still do radio?
I don't know.
I think he might.
I know nothing about him.
The mysterious Bonaducci.
There he is.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Is he?
The radio show was around a year?
Yeah.
He's currently a DJ at a classic rock radio station in Seattle.
Yeah, I thought he was still doing radio.
Hmm. But he had like a morning show, right?
Yeah. Bonaducci in the morning.
Yeah.
I was almost on it.
Featuring Chuck.
Yep.
It would suck to like audition for Bonaducci in the morning and not get picked. He'd be like, God damn you, Bonaducci.
Yeah, between 96 and 98, he hosted a morning radio show in Detroit with comedian John Heffron from Last Comic Standing.
Hmm.
Did we have that guy on our show?
I think we did, right?
Is that Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
Here we go. Who is this Gucci and Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, he was Napoleon Dynamite.
I love it when Andy just starts throwing names out.
Oh my God, Napoleon Dynamite.
Bonaducci and Napoleon Dynamite. Show.
It actually sounds like a pretty good show.
I mean, it's a wild concept. John Efron.
Zac Efron.
I do. How do I do that?
I don't know.
What is the matter with me?
It's okay.
Wait a second. Bonaducci and Zac Efron?
I didn't know Zac Efron was a comedian.
What a duo.
The show obviously did not have high ratings. It lasted 2 years.
Bonaducci
and Napoleon in the morning.
Could you imagine getting up and being excited? You're like, dude, Bonaducci! Yes!
You're waking up with Bonaducci.
There were people. You know the way it is. Some show starts, and there are people like, this is my show.
Right.
Yeah. So there were people that were really devastated by Bonaducci's departure.
Cindy is with us. Hi, Cindy.
We're Bonaducci.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. We're talking about the crazy thing of someone being asked to marry someone on a first date, and you know someone that happened to.
Yes. Actually, I have the best story ever. It was my Aunt Rita and my Uncle Tom. They were both on dates. This was the early 1950s with other people at an ice skating rink. And my Aunt Rita actually fell down, and my Uncle Tom skated over to her. And when he helped her up, he looked into her eyes and said, "Will you marry me?" That was the first thing he said to her.
And hold on, so he hadn't even met her yet?
No, he just picked her up off the ground.
She fell down at an ice skating rink. He helped her up and said, "Will you marry me?" And she said yes. They were married for over 50 years. They had 4 children, and then my Uncle Tom passed away.
How long from picking her up, asking her to marry him, until the actual wedding, though?
Well, they 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was the 50s,
whole, back then, things were different. They had, did the whole justice of the peace thing. And then later, on their 1 year, they got remarried, like, the way you're supposed to get married, and then had, like, a reception afterwards. But that's the greatest story of my family.
Wow, so. Yeah, that's crazy, Cindy. Thanks for calling. I'm just imagining, like, Andy as the guy dating who was dating her.
Actually, right. Andy's been running around just asking everyone to marry him.
That's what I do right now.
That's what I do.
This is a pandemic.
Yeah. It's like the 50s again.
That's right. I'm like, you showed me your wrist.
You so, I saw your ankles.
You'd be so bummed out, though, if you were on a date and someone else just asked her to marry him and she said yes on your date.
I'd be mad if I the bill had happened already.
Oh, yeah, if you paid.
Right.
Be like, you douche.
I think you're learning a lesson that the majority of time, if you're on a date with someone and another person's just picks her up off the ground and she marries him, you're fine.
Yeah,
you've escaped, escaped some madness there.
Right.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But that worked for them. Yeah. Married 50
years. It does.
Years.
I mean, just...
It's a fluke, right?
Life is a roll of the dice, and every once in a while, everything lines up.
Right.
Yep.
Now, someone said there's a whole TV show dedicated to this. It's called Married at First Sight. People getting married voluntarily to someone they don't know.
That's not a date. You meet at the altar.
Oh, like you've never like even...
You don't see them until you're literally walking down the aisle. That's the first time you see who you're going to be married to. We watch it all the time at my house. Yes.
So this is James Wheelhouse.
I got to see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd want to see him.
Someone said, my friend was asked, what do you think our kids would look like on a first date?
Don't ever say that.
Run for the hills.
Oh, my God.
Run for the hills.
That's creepy.
Back then, he had to ask her to marry him just so he could bang her.
Well, that's, I think, what it really was. I think it was like, let's make this.
Everyone got married quick because
they wanted to have sex.
Right.
A listener said that him and his wife got married 2 weeks after they met each other.
That's super fast, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you just know, right?
Right.
That's what they say.
2 weeks.
Never do that.
Never marry someone.
Oh my God, never 2 weeks.
Never
ask someone to marry you on the first date. Mm-hmm. Never marry someone 2 weeks after knowing them.
In fact, never do that.
Just never marry.
Just never do that.
Yeah, people are asking, what about the person who was on the date with the uncle in the first place? Yeah, they both, I guess, skated off their separate ways.
Yeah.
We're done with it. They were just suckers at that point.
Right.
That's too bad. But it worked out for them. So,
yeah.
Happy life. All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck, the Freak Bitches Trippin'. What did a Florida woman get in trouble for asking a cop to do with her? Let's get to that.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is trippin'.
A Florida woman arrested after asking a deputy to smoke marijuana with her. Even cops get asked to smoke weed, and I don't.
I know.
Even cops in uniform.
Uniformed police officers.
This Florida woman was arrested after asking a deputy if he would like to smoke some marijuana with her, according to the arrest affidavit. The Central County Sheriff's Office said the encounter happened on Sunday morning when a deputy made contact with the woman identified as 50-year-old Constance Polk. She was sitting in her car. He just looked over and decided to check on her while talking to the deputy and observing that she had marijuana. She then said, oh, you can smoke some with me if you like.
You want to smoke with me?
Might as well go for it.
Yeah. She also admitted that she does not have a medical marijuana card, but is thinking of getting one.
Oh.
I have no license for these drugs.
I'm thinking of it. I've been thinking of it.
She was arrested.
Yeah.
As you would expect. And there is her mugshot.
Oh, boy.
She's very high, it looks like.
Oh, my.
Super duper high, right?
Yeah, no teeth.
If they can't get you to open your eyes in the mugshot, like I think they have to. If they can't get you to open your eyes in your mugshot.
They're open.
How many fingers am I holding up?
27.
You never
close
see
enough.
That. You never see a mugshot with closed eyes. Like, they have tried 50 times and been like, all right, screw it.
Yep.
I know sometimes, like, people, like, move their heads in mugshots and then somebody will come over and force their head.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if they, like, force your eyes open. Clearly not. They just let you sleep. They just let you sleep.
It looks like a funeral picture or something.
Like a corpse.
It looks like a corpse.
Very corpsey.
Yep.
But no, she's alive and smoking weed, but the cop could not smoke it with her on duty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
How did a woman who was catfished by a Nigerian scam end up in some big trouble herself? We were just talking about that catfish show the other day, funny enough.
Yeah.
And how Lisa kind of just got into it recently. She just found it on Hulu and kind of been getting into it. My God. These people are nuts.
Yeah. She likes it. Lisa just got into catfish.
Just got into catfish. But there is a Michigan woman. She was catfished in a Nigerian scam.
I am a prince.
But she's the one sent to prison.
Why?
Because she got all that money from her job.
Oh, she stole the money so that she could send it to her Nigerian dream.
Absolutely.
Stole all the money from Subway. Took it all. You're on the first mediocre plane ride over here.
48-year-old Heidi Cowley apparently targeted by a scammer who promised her love and attention.
I love you.
But first she had to help him financially. Turns out that man wasn't even real.
No.
The $166,000 she's convicted of embezzling from her former employer was real, though. And now she's being sent to prison anywhere from 2 to 30 years when the sentence is handed down.
That's a big difference in years.
It is.
All for love.
Next 2 to 30 years behind bars. Her biggest downfall was her loneliness and gullibility, according to an attorney. It's a ton of money taken over a long period of time. But they say it's not like she took the money and went on a trip to Aruba or bought fancy cars. She was catfished by someone in Nigeria, and that's where all the money went. Every penny.
That's a celebration for them in Nigeria.
Oh, could you imagine?
You catfished someone for what? What was
166
it?
$166,000.
Yeah, they'd be doing that song for sure.
Yeah, like, hey,
they would be dancing. They'd have all the
drums.
Brand new drums.
Oh, my God.
The FBI warns the scammer operations based out of Nigeria, urging U.S. citizens to be wary of who they interact with online. Arrested and charged early last year, this 48-year-old woman pleaded guilty to one felony count of embezzling more than $50,000. She admitted to embezzling $166,000. I believe it's a Ford dealership in Jackson, Michigan.
Any photos of this woman?
Oh, Lisa. You hate to see it, I'm sure. Well, who knows? Let's see.
I bet she's a looker.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There we go. It comes up right away. We got to see. How can there not be a photo of her?
I don't know. Do we know how old she was?
It looks like it could be her.
48. She had to be on social media of some sort.
Yeah, the stories I saw this morning didn't have a picture.
Yeah.
There's someone on Facebook.
Yes, there is.
Oh, and that's...
That's her.
It was a Nigerian...
Oh my God.
She looks like if Marilyn Monroe got a 50 bee stings on her face.
It's true.
Let's not get carried away with Marilyn Monroe.
I'm just saying, imagine a grotesquely distorted Marilyn Monroe.
She has bleach blonde hair.
She's got the hair.
That's it. Maybe that's what threw me off.
Yeah.
My lady, you look like a swollen Marilyn Monroe.
She looks kind of like the old lady from the Goonies.
Yeah, like
but with Marilyn Monroe hair.
Old lady from the Goonies.
She's big, right?
Yeah.
Well, she can only fit half her face in a photo.
Yeah. It's not.
Ouch.
It's not good.
My God.
Easy target.
Yeah.
Now listen, though.
Because no one else is signing up for.
I understand.
Swollen
it's,
Maryland.
It's lonely times or whatever, and you get these like a DM.
Right.
Right.
You get a DM.
DM.
And it's like,
hey, beautiful.
And for all of us guys, it's like, it's the hottest chick ever. And it's
right.
like,
right.
But you know, and it hurts.
It does.
It hurts. But you delete it.
Yeah.
You delete it. You just know.
Yeah.
It's
lady
not
didn't know.
Real.
No, she didn't know. It's come on. If you're real. Taking that much money, remind me. I mean, I hope I'm never arrested for anything. But remind me to shut down my social media. I'm amazed all the people that we're able to look up
after they've been arrested.
After they've been arrested. Well, like, wouldn't that be the first thing you do? Delete, delete,
she didn't
delete.
Have time.
Yeah.
She out on bail.
I mean, if they grab you, I don't think you got the time.
Right. Maybe not. Oh, she's only got that one picture there of herself. Maybe the rest is online.
I don't think that's probably the best one she got.
You can see it's strategically. Just a little bit of shoulders and mostly face.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh,
here's a post she did 2 years ago.
Mm. Why doesn't anyone deliver chocolate?
That makes sense.
Oh no.
What did she do for this dealership?
It doesn't say like what she did there.
Office work.
Maybe
of some
accounting
sort.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or
she
was able to
access.
Take quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said in court, I'm so sorry for all the pain I've caused. After 20 years, everyone at the dealership was like family to me. I miss them and I take full responsibility. I am ashamed of myself. She was not aware what catfishing meant until this case.
Oh my God.
And she was convicted. Turns out she had a fraud conviction before. She wrote a doctor's note for herself at a doctor's office that she worked at years ago, back in the 90s.
Like a fake prescription?
Just a doctor's note to get out of something.
Mm-hmm. She's so dumb.
She wasn't trying to get out of lunch.
Yep.
Nope.
She was free on bond throughout the court proceedings, but now is awaiting transfer to prison. She was credited for 2 days served. She has to pay $166,000 in restitution, but the sentence was anywhere from 2 to 30 years.
It just sucks, though, because she probably wouldn't have done anything like this. But it's that weird, like, you know, that you get all twisted up emotionally when you start.
Think it's real.
You think it's love and
yeah,
you
right.
get all twisted
you're lonely.
Up.
A Nigerian man loves you.
That's all she'd been hoping for.
Yep.
The love of a Nigerian man.
Many are.
Yep, she complained that she had to go back to work on Monday.
I'd love to be one of these, the people that catfish, like catches the person that's
doing it.
You want
to be a catfish catcher?
I was, when they were doing it on the show, I'm like, that's awesome. I would love to do that.
Yeah, they find them.
Yeah, it's easy
to find. So you
want to
track them down. Yeah,
yeah,
you like tracking. You like getting to the bottom of
yeah.
it.
You'll never track me down.
No. Nope.
I'm the catfish that got away.
I wonder if it was Facebook where they found her, probably, right? That seems where a lot of these catfishing scams
What I'd
happen.
Love...
I don't think she has Instagram.
I'd love to see who they pretended to be. Because a lot of times, you know, it's like not even, doesn't even look like, it's not a Nigerian guy.
Mm-mm.
It's like it'll be like a military guy saying that he's over there and this is, you know, this is what I look like. It's a great looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see how they fooled her.
Yeah, and they did not release that. But
yeah. Because that's probably the interesting thing about that show, right? Where you're like, oh, okay, they did that. Oh, man.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
That show is like full of people that have had it happen to them for years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There is, you know, a new line of connected appliances now, and one particular is called Smarter. Smarter has a internet-connected coffee maker. You can go on your phone and tell it to grind your beans and perk the coffee, whatever you like. Well, they are getting hacked. Researchers at a London-based security firm are looking into people hacking in to the coffee makers. They found that you could recover a Wi-Fi encryption key used in a version of the smarter coffee makers and kettles and control them once you hacked in.
Hackers have replaced factory firmware with malicious firmware, one even demanding ransom from a user.
Do a lot of people have these? I haven't heard of them.
I haven't heard of them either.
Like, yes. How smart do you need a coffee maker to be?
Yeah. Really.
Well, but I will say this. Anything that is connected to your phone
can be hacked.
It can probably be hacked, but also at the same time, like, you end up using it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know,
my garage door opener connected to my phone.
My garage door opener.
I love that. I can check it any minute and make sure the doors are closed because the kids leave them open all the time.
Yeah. My smoker is connected to my phone.
Yeah. You can smoke with the phone. Same thing. Mine, too. My Big Green Egg thing, when I'm cooking stuff, I can see what temperature it is at so I can run out and, you know, turn it down.
That's crazy, man. I thought those things were literally just like
I can just say, I'll turn that down a bit, right from the phone.
Oh, that's perfect.
I didn't know the Big Green Eggs offered that.
Well, it's not with the egg. It's with the thermometer.
He's got the thermometer.
Oh, like a Wi-Fi connected, like a smart thermometer.
Yeah.
The whole thing is plus, minus, whatever. Awesome.
This is this coffee maker, and it's showing them able to take it over here. It tries to turn it off. It won't let them. And then remotely, someone hacks in.
Oh, my God, a little devil face.
Little devil shows up on the display, and it had started grinding beans. It had started brewing when there was no pot under there. I mean, I guess it can make a mess for you.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving you ransom to get my coffee maker back. Look, it's just brewing nothing.
That's such a waste of coffee.
On a hot plate.
Oh, my God. Somebody be like, no! My morn! You've ruined my morn!
It's grinding beans right now.
I take that thing and run it over with the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm not paying your ransom. I'm just throwing that out. I'm going to simply unplug it. There you go.
Yeah.
You can't hack it anymore.
But imagine, you know, as everything starts to connect, like your refrigerator will connect. And then I could, if I'm a hacker, I'm just there to ruin your day, right?
Right.
So I turn it up to like.
The fridge is real crazy because you could ruin somebody's entire groceries, like all their groceries.
Yeah, now, just make it as warm as possible.
This could be a little more dangerous. Nick's with us. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, Dave. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey,
what's your comment?
So I bake bacon and cook cookies. I have a smart oven, and I was baking the bacon the other day, and the temperature kept changing, and I couldn't figure it out. Turns out I had to update my oven.
Oh.
It's pretty funny. You're talking about hacking a coffee maker. For a second, I thought someone was hacking my oven.
Oh, but you just had to run an update.
The firmware, I guess. I mean, you could do more damage. If you got someone's oven fired up and there was anything in it or on it, then that could do some damage,
Burn somebody's house down.
Yeah. But I love that Nick's two food groups are cookies and bacon.
That's not bad.
I'm a bit of a chef. I make bacon and cookies.
Two of the finest.
My kind of chef. Thanks, Nick. We have been joking around, not that she's planning to retire anytime soon, but we've just been envisioning what retirement life will look like for old Lisa Way, years and years from now, long time from now. You know, just funny enough, this morning she saw the Today Show saluting old ladies. They always put their pictures on
they turn 100.
A jar of Smucker's jam.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Willard Scott started that years ago. He would salute all the old broads. When you get over 100, they wish you happy birthday on the Today Show. But now they put your face on a jar of Smuckers and show you. And Lisa's like, anyone ever sends my picture in.
Yeah.
That's one thing I do not
want. Don't ever put me on a Smuckers.
Me on the Smuckers.
What's amazing is you've got those jeans that, you know, there's a real chance. None of us will be around. Please,
yes,
to get you, but
she'll live like a long, long, long time.
I'll put that in my will when I die. I'll be like,
when Lisa turns 100.
Just make sure when Lisa Way turns 100, send in a photo. Here's the photo I want you to send.
She'll just be like, that son of a bitch.
Oh, I did it from the goddamn grave. I knew you had one more in him.
I'm going to seance you back, kick you.
Give me that Ouija board.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I had to fulfill Chuck's last rites.
Oh, yeah.
I had to fulfill his legacy.
Yep.
Chuck smuckered Lisa from the grave.
I knew I'd get her.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.